All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick down here in Miami. Coach, before we get to Miami today, great start for your football team last week. Sit there, you watch a film, all three phases. How do you feel you guys started the season against the Steelers?
You know, I thought we started, we did a lot of good things. There's still a lot of room for improvement. And, some things that were problems just didn't show up. So we got a long way to go. I think we got a lot of work to do, but it's always good to get off to a good start.
Your offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, you guys have been creative in the past. Your ability to adjust and change your identity, given the type of personnel, whoever's active, not active for that game. Was that about as good as a game plan Josh has put together? I know it wasn't perfect offensively.
Yeah, Josh did a great job like he always does. And, we had a lot of production from a lot of different people, our backs, our receivers, the passing game. Even though we didn't have great production in the running game, we had some, and it helped open up some things in the passing game by continuing to run the ball. So no turnovers, 33 points, so yeah. It's good.
That's always good. You made a couple moves a couple years ago to draft a guy by the name of Dante Hightower. Sort of looks like his early days, first year, second year player. His work ethic, what do you attribute that to? Just experience, his ability to fly around the field, make the right calls?
Yeah, High is a smart, very versatile player. He can do a lot of things for us. He's good in pass coverage. He's good to rush the passer. He's good in the running game. He can play inside, can play at the end of the line. And football, I think, kind of comes easily to him instinctively, and he just seems to make a lot of good plays. He's a big guy that can run and is smart and instinctive, so he's got a lot going for him.
Kicking game, you had some glitches during the preseason. You made a move at the punter position. Obviously, it affects the holding a little bit, but it seems like Steve Cardona and Bailey have worked really well to make that seamless. That looked really good.
Yeah, Steve hit the ball well. You know, Jake had a great punt there to start the game, put Steelers in bad field position. And, you know, we had a couple chances on the return game. We couldn't quite get going. You know, got a few yards, but hopefully we can get that started today and going forward that we can, you know, be productive in the return game. And, I thought we put pressure on the punter. And so if we just, you know, balance that off and hit some return plays, that'll be good for us.
Speaking of today, let's get to today. Dealing with a little bit of heat, dealing with a team coming off a 59-10 loss that you're pretty familiar with their staff. When you look at that tape, that Baltimore tape with them, and luckily you haven't had those type of losses over the years. And sometimes is it better advanced by not looking at that tape and maybe try to advance things, I don't know, like to what you think they will do to change to not what they did last week?
Yeah, it's a good question. It is hard. You know, the one thing about the Baltimore game is you saw what they are preseason. It was hard to even see that.
Yeah.
Just they're trying to evaluate a lot of people and play it pretty simple and, you know, as we all did. But the Baltimore game, you could see what they're trying to do. Baltimore hit them on, you know, some big plays. And, you know, Miami moved the ball. You know, offensively, they have some good skill players, and they certainly, you know, made some plays to move the ball, just didn't score a lot of points. So I think there's certainly value in that game. But to your point, you know, you don't want to keep showing 59-10 loss over and over again, because that's, you know, that's not the way it's going to be today. You know, we're going to have to, you know, 0-0 when we start off. So we got a long way to go here.
Plus, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you can't really go back and look at, okay, here's what he does as a Miami Dolphin. But he's been around the league, and from what I remember calling games, he's a streaky passer. It's a guy that can get hot and can cause you concern if he gets in rhythm early in this game. Fair to say?
Yeah, no doubt. And he has very good skill players. Gesicki's a good tight end. Drake and Bellage are excellent backs. And, you know, they've got a lot of good receivers, you know, with Parker and, you know, Grant. And Williams has had a really good preseason for him. So, you know, they got some big guys. They have some quick guys, some explosive players. Drake's very fast. We certainly saw that last year. So, you know, he's got a lot of weapons, and he can get hot, and certainly not going to fool him with a lot. He's seen it all and has been through most offensive systems in the league. So, you know, he has a pretty good handle on everything. He's a hard guy to get down. He's elusive in the pocket. He has some quickness. He just doesn't stand back there and take too many hits. So, we're going to have to do a good job on that today.
Josh Gordon, you helped your football team last year, was here for a bunch of games. Seems like a different guy this year. Is this the guy that you envision, both on and off the field? Strength, looked explosive last week, and just dealing with everything.
Right. Well, he's really been with us for a couple of weeks. He played in the Giants preseason game a little bit and then played, last week. So there's still certainly an acclimation factor in a lot of levels, from conditioning to timing to repeated repetitions against different looks and so forth. But we're making progress. I thought he did a good job against Pittsburgh, and hopefully we can, you know, string another one together today.
Another guy you brought in, Antonio Brown. You got him up and running this past week. How's he incorporated into the program? Do you feel he can help your football team here today?
Yeah, well, we'll see how big his role is today. I'm not sure how that'll go, but I expect him to play today. You know, we'll just have to take it day by day here and see how it goes. But he's worked hard. He's worked, extremely diligently with Joe Judge, Troy Brown, Josh McDaniels, Tom, to, you know, get caught up. He's not there yet, but we're a lot closer than we were last Monday or Tuesday. So we're making progress, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, Coach, first division game. I know that's extremely important to you. You got to win your division first to make the playoffs. Good luck today against Miami. Appreciate the interview.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right, set it back up to Beetle at Splitsville.